Hell yeah. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Welcome back to Hub Post Talk. My name is Pedro Garcia. This is
Jason Nunez in the house once again.
And we're back with another hot episode of Hub Post Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, that's right.
Thank you for being here. Hell yeah. Thank you guys for, you know, the likes and the comments, you know. It's pretty cool now.
Yes, we appreciate the love.
I feel like things have simmered down now.
Now the Officer Prell shut the fuck up.
Oh, whoa. All right. And so you see, this is a type of...
it's all in good fun, bro.
Juvenile acts that I don't condone. Dude.
Sorry.
It's fine. Sorry. Keep it going. I like it. Anyways, You know, another day, another dollar.
You had some shows over the weekend. How'd they go?
Yeah, man. We're, you know, at the Dojo Comedy in Morris Plains. You know, we had a few. There's shows every weekend is popping out there. You know, we had Ben Bailey over there this Friday. Freaking crazy. Then this Saturday, it was the Best of Dojo. It was just like the regulars, you know, the people that are, you know, regulars at the comedy club, including myself.
Yeah.
You know, it was a cool show, man. It was a dope time.
Good, man.
How was your weekend? What'd you do?
It was great. I did absolutely nothing. Mm. I continuously look forward to doing nothing on my days off.
That's nice.
You know what I'm saying? It's great.
Yeah, it's real productive.
I saw about six movies.
Nice.
Smoked some weed. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Had some Uber Eats.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, really.
Called it a weekend.
Really pigging it up, huh?
Oh, dude, it's great. It's the life of the bachelor.
That's right. We were talking about it recently, the bachelor life, man. Yeah, you were saying how much you miss it. No, I didn't say that at all. He's already trying to get me in trouble. This is not even my podcast, Diablo Radio, where we freely talk shit. And he's really no, that's not true. We were just talking about how.
Sorry, man. I'm unhinged at times.
Yeah. That's why he's eating TV dinners by himself.
I do not do that. I despise TV dinners, man. I do not like microwavable food.
No, that's fucking sick, man.
Speaking of food, they told us about a topic that we should talk about.
Where can
you find the best bacon, egg, and cheese in Hudson County?
I mean, I misunderstood the topic. I thought it was where is the best bacon, egg, cheese you ever had.
Okay, I mean, I could answer that as well.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's still there anymore, but right across the street from the high school, they used to make bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's a little small, hairy guy. Used to make the best bacon, egg, and cheeses ever. Dude.
The hairier the guy, the better the bacon, egg,
and
cheese.
Yeah, dude, if the guy's not hairy and sweating over your sandwich.
I don't want it.
I don't want it, dude. And I don't want eye contact after that. And I want him mad at me that I saw him sweat on it.
I don't think I've ever gotten a bacon, egg, and cheese from there. I think I just got like a regular bagel, cream cheese, stuff like that.
Oh, I used to do it like before practice, like at football practice in the crack of the fucking dawn. It was the worst.
Yeah. But I mean, dude, we live in an area where bacon, egg, and cheese is a staple. It's a very popular sandwich.
I've had it my whole life. There hasn't been a time in my life where I hadn't had a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Right. And I feel like it's just a hard sandwich to fuck up. I mean, it is.
But, you know, there are some places that will fuck it up.
Really? Yeah. How do you fuck up a bacon, egg, and cheese?
I can't remember. I think in Atlantic City, man, one morning, everybody was home fries, pancakes. I was like, yo, I just want a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel. That's it. I don't care what it is. I just need to soak up whatever toxins I absorbed the night before.
Yeah.
And literally, it was a cold slice of cheese on top of some cold ass yellow brick.
It was cold.
And a sausage. And I asked for bacon. Mm-hmm. Did I eat it? Yes.
Was it good?
No.
Dude. So if it was hot, it would have been good.
No, it was as tasty as a hate crime. You know what I'm saying? It was disgusting.
Well, the best bacon, egg, and cheese that I've gotten was from Old Bagel in Hoboken.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Old Bagel in Hoboken, they make some banging ass bacon, egg, and cheese. They make banging ass bagel sandwiches. I mean, the place alone just screams bagels. They get fresh bagels, you know what I'm saying, out the little oven and whatever, you know what I mean? You get a bacon, egg, and cheese. It'll be the greatest bacon, egg, and cheese you ever had in your life. But, like, either way, I've still had great bacon, egg, and cheese from any little deli, any little, you know, bodega. They make a good
bacon, around here, but if you go anywhere outside of New York or around here, it's fucking trash.
Yeah, it's trash. I was out in Vegas for a while, and had a bacon, egg, and cheese out there, and it was...
Yeah, if you guys have had a bacon, egg, and cheese out of, outside of New Jersey or New York, and it was good, put it in the comments, because I don't think it...
Yeah, let us know, because I don't know.
No, yeah, it's...
It's like that's what this area is known for. It's known for bacon, egg, and cheese, deli sandwiches, and pizza.
Yeah, it's known for getting your car radio stolen.
Mm-hmm. Hubcap is gone.
Yeah. Did you ever used to steal... the caps from the air caps for the bicycles?
For bicycles? No, I never did.
Oh,
you?
Yeah, all the time. Why? Oh my God. Because it was fun,
because you needed some?
I don't know, man. I did a lot of dumb stuff growing up. I didn't need it. You know, I didn't even have a bike.
You just did it for shits and gigs?
I didn't even have a bike. I just took them and just... So if you ever had cool air things on your tire and
you
they
were
went missing,
stealing them.
Yeah, me and my boys, yeah.
This guy was a delinquente. You
yeah,
hear this
I was,
shit, man?
My mom was right.
Damn, no, dude. Man. You know, growing up, I never really stole anything.
Yeah.
Probably like a candy bar every once in a while.
No, man, you
like,
never did mischievous things?
The most mischievous thing I'd done was fucking ring and run. And even then, I was like shitting bricks.
Oh, that's fun. That's always fun.
It was so much fun back then.
You know what's even more fun? Hitting cars with snowballs.
Oh, yeah. Yo, that was cool.
That was fun.
Drivers used to get so mad.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm never going to forget that. That was fun.
That was so much fun.
One day it was snowing real bad, man, and me and my friends came up with a plan. We were like, all right, we're going to pretend we're in a snow fight across the street from each other, and we're going to wait for a car to come by, and we're going to light it up.
Everybody just starts.
Yeah. So we're waiting. We're hiding on the side like that, right? And a car pulls up, and all of us get up. Only two of us throw. Everybody gets shook. I throw, and I was already playing baseball for a while, so I throw it, and I throw it hard.
Oh, my God. This guy beamed it.
Woo, bing. And the other guy hit on the other side. Bro, this guy chased us for like 15, 20 minutes in the snow in a blizzard.
In his car or on foot?
On foot. He left his car there in the middle.
He hopped out.
On Cottage Ave on 73rd
Street. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He
left his car there, and he chased us for like 15, 20 minutes, bro. It was like a movie, bro. I will never reach that amount of satisfaction from getting away from getting home and nothing happened to me after running from somebody like that. Like a grown-ass dude. I'm like 12. Like,
I got you, bitch.
Yeah. Jumping over fences and stuff. It was
you
like
must have been scared at that age.
Oh, yeah.
Terrified.
Nah, but I was cracking up when I got home. I was like, oh, my God, I'm a beast.
I had one friend who would put little rocks in the snowball and throw that car.
Ah, see, that guy's,
he was
that
a
guy's deranged.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I had one friend that was like, yo, try to catch this line drive. And he would like soft toss himself and hit the ball. And I
That's insanely dangerous.
Best believe we fought after that.
No helmet, no nothing.
Nothing,
you just
man. I didn't know he was going to do that.
Balls.
Yeah, I was like, all right, he's going to hit ground balls. And he's hitting line drives, dude.
Look what I can do.
Yeah.
Bing.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Waited. I waited till he ran out of balls.
Yeah, those were the days.
Oh, man. Snow days. I remember one time I looked cool as fuck, dude. I looked like the coolest kid ever this happened. This one kid got caught throwing snowballs at a bus. It was like the superintendent lady. I don't know what, not superintendent. Like a security lady, like caught him doing it, and he was with me. And she was like, I'm taking you to the office right now. It was right next to high school. And and then he was with me, and I didn't know what to do. I was like, ah, fuck. Like, my boy got caught. And the chick that lived down the hill from me was like, yo, I'm his sister. Let him go. And she was like, yeah, you're a sister. And she looked at me and was like, Jesus, I was like, yeah. I was like fucking 10 or I was a kid. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, all right, what are you going to do with him? And she's like, I'm going to tell my mom.
Yeah.
Let him go, bro. I was the coolest kid the next day.
Hell yeah.
He's like, yo, fucking Pedro got connects. Like, no, bro.
He's going to start getting recognized down the hallway.
No, that girl just thought I was cute. Mm. Yeah, which is weird because she was 17.
Happy for you, bro.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
No problem.
Trauma. No, I'm just kidding. Kidding.
Oh man. But yeah, dude, those were the days. I miss being young. I miss having the only worry is like what I'm gonna wear the next day.
Wow, remember that, yo?
Yeah, dude. Like those were the days, man.
remember putting out the jeans with the shirt, with the hat, with the watch, with the thing. And
oh,
the
first days of school were the best.
Staring at it like, yo, I'm going to kill it.
I'm going to kill it next day. Yeah.
And then nothing happens.
At all.
You go home, take it off, and you're like, well.
Wasted outfit.
Yep. You thought everybody was going to jerk you off.
Right.
And nothing happened.
Nothing happened. No, nobody even looked your way.
Nobody even said, like, cool sneakers. Yo.
I kind of wish that when we were in high school, we had to wear uniforms because,
we started on that.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, all we would have to worry about is, like, what sneakers we had.
I remember when I was in grammar school in the, what were those standardized tests called in grammar school?
Wasn't it like H something? HIV. No, I'm kidding.
HIV.
no. It was like hazmat or something. Not hazmat.
Yeah,
but it was like HP something.
Yeah, HPV. No. I have no idea. But it was like one of the essays was like, why should schools have uniforms?
And what did you answer?
And I was like, they should have uniform because I used to get ragged on for wearing Payless.
You wrote that down?
Yeah, I was like, well, no, not. I didn't say I got picked on. I would be like, well, some people, you know, it would be nice to just.
But you were clearly projecting.
Have a kid not worry about what to wear the next day to school.
But, you know, that was a very profound thing to say at that time, man. Good, kudos to you, bro. That was insightful.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
Shut up.
I'm serious, man. If I'm grading these tests and a little 10-year-old said that shit, I'm going to be like, all right, this little shithead is on to something.
Well, nothing happened. They probably read it and went, what a little herb.
Fuck off, fucking nerd.
What a herb. Get some Jordans, poor ass motherfucker.
You're not the popular kid, clearly.
Clearly, you're not the one. Yeah, I don't know. That was a weird time growing up like that. To be cool, you had to have name brand shit.
Yeah.
You would get ragged if you didn't have cool
for
shit,
sure.
Bro.
Yeah.
I didn't start, like, getting cool stuff to like seventh grade. That's when I was like, all right, wearing like Nikes and Reeboks and shit like that. But before that, I had nothing.
You ever rock K-Swiss?
Nah.
You lying.
Yo, actually, I am lying.
He is.
Yo, dude, my dad had a pair of K-Swiss and I used to.
Like, oh, dad, those are cool.
Yeah, and I used to try to wear them. Bro, they look like boats on my feet, dude. Everybody was like, what's wrong with your shoes? I'm like, nah, I got them too big.
I mean, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I don't think I ever wore any, like, off-brand stuff. I'm grateful for that. Shout out to my parents for that. I mean, they hooked it up.
Man,
I mean, the most off-brand shit I wore.
Fuck you, dude.
I swear, bro.
I probably wore,
like, Fila's, but they were the Grand Hills. And, like, whoever's a sneakerhead and they know the Grand Hills, them shits are fire.
Man.
I had New Balances. New Balances were a thing, you know what I mean?
New Balances were always cool.
Yeah.
New Balances were always a cool thing.
I never wore Skechers. Never wore Shaqs.
All right, well, cool for you, dude.
What can I say?
Dude. All right, well, listen. That's why people like the puppet more.
Because I'm a douchebag.
Because you're an asshole. All right, I'm trying to keep this shit together, and you're over here being, no, I'm Mr.
I'm
cool
just
guy,
saying, you know? Though, dude. I'm like, I swear I'm harmless. I swear I'm a nice guy behind all of this, yo.
Yeah, behind the beanie is a nice guy.
Yes. Behind the beanie and the glasses.
Yeah, that's a good podcast name, Behind the Beanie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal that.
Go ahead, do it.
Behind the beanie.
Yeah, well,
coming soon.
Well, that's the end of HUD Post talk.
See y'all next week.
Unless Bell steps in.
Bell's going to be mad. Bell's going to be mad.
About what?
Because, you know, he thinks we hate him. But we don't. Well, he thinks I hate him.
Yeah,
I know, man.
No, we're just joking, man. We're, you know what? We're gonna stop. Why we keep? Let's not stop. Bring, why am all
right,
bringing
you're
him
right.
Up? Yeah,
you're right. My bad. My fault.
Ha 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 ha.
Either way, we'd still love to get you on the show.
Yeah, of course, man. We'd love to get you on the show, dude. And I'll bring my sock.
Oh, Mr. Socko would make an
appearance.
Hey, listen,
I just came off a roast battle last night, so, you know. Dude, oh, man.
This is us calling a truce.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how we call a truce.
I'm just in roast mode right now, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. But hey, we got more important things to discuss.
Right.
Craig
what
Guy.
About this Craig Guy?
Hey,
oh,
my boy.
He sounds like he likes to party. No.
He likes to get down.
He was in that car smoking a cigarette, music blasting, windows down, whoop, whoop. Button up shirt open.
Yo, he got pulled over. He was trying to explain to the cop who he was the whole time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he was so drunk that he couldn't. So at one point.
He was like, Ossifer, it's me, the guy.
Like, no, he's like, no, you don't get it. He's like, you don't understand. I want to save your job. But he couldn't get it out. He said he had two beers. He was two beers in, which is
okay, dude.
Bullshit. Maybe he's a two beer queer, but
cancel.
Maybe.
This guy just dropped a Q word. Well, Frank, MJ, you hear this guy, man?
MJ, stop.
Oh, shout out to Frank's Pizzeria. We're
reporting live from Frank's Pizzeria, as always.
We're here with my man Frank. Frank's over here supervising, being a chaperone.
Yeah, exactly. He's our only audience member so far. So I'm here trying my best to make him fucking laugh.
We got to get Frank a bottle of Barolo pretty soon.
We will. But yeah, Craig guy, man. I mean, I saw the video. He was he said he just had a hip injury or a knee injury or something like that. So that's why he was stumbling all over the place, as well as having vertigo kind of thing, like
had vertigo,
a certain ear thing where he was dizzy. So he was saying
tinnitus.
Exactly. So, but this is what his defender was saying. So obviously it was formulated and constructed.
Right. Yeah.
Covers that.
It's a very unfortunate situation. I know he's running for Hudson County executive. That's why it's just like kind of a big deal.
It sucks, man. I mean, we all fuck up. Like, I don't really see the problem with it. Like, it's the point. It's the problem with it is that he tried to pull rank.
Yeah.
That's the dishonesty of it. Like, because he was like, he even mentioned, he goes, he's like, they got him to the hood, and the cop told him, listen, man, you're not giving me any credentials. You don't have a license. Like, you're not helping me out here. Like, I'm trying to help you out.
He's like, I'm the guy.
And he was like, what if I told you Chief of Jersey City Police credentials?
If I could give you, if the Chief of Police out of the city of credentials.
What does that mean? Yeah, and the cop was like, "What?" And then was like, "And then put him in the back."
And this was back in 2019.
Yeah, this was a while ago. But yeah. this is the problem. Everybody messes up. It comes to light.
I mean, yeah. And I mean, it's unfortunate because back in '88, he was convicted. Well, not convicted, but he was charged with misconduct and conspiracy to distribute narcotics. As a cop in Jersey City, I think he was a cop. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, he's a retired cop.
He's a retired cop. Yeah. He was charged in '88 for that. So it's not looking good for you, bro.
Well, when there's
He beat the charge. It got expunged and all of that. Mm-hmm. He wasn't trying to get high on the job.
And you know what's funny, man? You know what I think is super convenient that. This video of him getting pulled over comes out days before the election.
I know.
Right? Like, that was 3 years ago. Yeah. And now it's like, all right, put it out now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
weird things are.
Well,
hot means suspicious in mm-hmm. old slang.
Or it could also mean how corrupted things really are. Like, if they want something under wraps, they'll keep it under wraps.
Until they don't want it under wraps
anymore.
Exactly.
Until there's like an opposition, is like, oh, you know what? I got some dirt on your ass.
That's what I'm saying. That's how convenient is that comes out days before the election.
We're on to you guys.
We're never gonna be able to work in Hudson County.
Hell nah. Imagine us as politicians.
I could never work government.
Government jobs are the best jobs. They have mad perks.
I could work government.
Can you?
Yeah, I can, man. I don't do nothing.
What kind of government jobs would you do? Would you want to do?
Fucking sanitation.
Sanitation? I mean, hell fucking yeah. That's not a bad not a bad gig.
I just Windex tables.
Hell yeah. Union and all of that, bro. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's possible. It's easy.
I can see you as a government employee.
Yeah? Where? Yeah.
Sanitation.
Sanitation, yeah. Definitely. Throwing garbage bags.
Yeah.
I would have fun with it. Make it a game.
Right.
Yeah.
Get high as fuck before the job.
I don't do that stuff.
Oh, that's right.
I don't do
that. That's why
all
I
this weed talk. I want to smoke a joint right now.
Well, we can do that, sir. That's
yeah, you got that?
Yes, sir.
My guy.
I don't do that stuff.
I forgot.
Jason.
Sorry.
We don't do that stuff.
You don't smoke weed?
No.
I do.
And speaking of weed, there's places opening up everywhere for you potheads.
We have great news. Jersey City just got approved for opening a recreational dispensary. I believe it's going to be on Newark Ave. Shout out to Jersey City for that monstrous decision. That is a pivoting decision in the world of potheads, and we thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's good for everybody. You know, pizza sales is going to go up.
Oh, my God. There's a pizzeria, right? There's going to be a pizza. There's mad pizzerias in that area, too, because they're going to be on Newark Ave.
Yeah,
it's
just
going to
go crazy. I mean, that's good, man. How many times, like, first of all, I was sick of this. There's a store somewhere in Jersey City that you could get pre-rolls on the mm-hmm. hush, but he chooses and picks who he sells to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So all of my comic buddies tell me it's because you look like a cop. He doesn't serve you.
You do look
like a cop. He served me once, no problem. I come in like literally the next week, like right before a show, just because I was on the run. I was like, oh, yeah, let me get to it. He's like, no. I was like, what? He's like, no, you don't. I'm like, bro. You sold me. He's like, no, I didn't. He held a poker face the whole time. I've never been so angry at a convenience store guy.
Sell me weed.
Yeah, man. I got mad. I was like, what the hell? You sold me last week. He's like, no, I'm sorry.
Damn, yeah. Where was this?
It's Jersey City, somewhere in Jersey City.
Try to put you on blast. Right?
No, you were trying to get me to snitch, you fucking. Look at you.
Because I wanted to go in and see if they'll sell to me.
No, they wouldn't. Yeah, they would. Yeah. You don't look like a upstanding citizen like
no,
me.
No, I don't. I look like a fucking degenerate.
No. Don't say that. Tú estás fuerte. You know how fat
my mom used to always say that.
Yeah.
Tú no estás gordo, tú estás fuerte.
Yeah, that's
thanks, mom.
That's wrong.
Give me more rice, please.
That's what Spanish moms tell the fat kids. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, man. I mean, that's pretty cool, man.
And there's a lot of them that are in queue to open, mainly around the Heights in Jersey City, which is great because that's where I reside right now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Hoboken, they're trying to open one too, but the spot that they're trying to open up is going through some legalities and lawsuits and stuff like that. That's why it's becoming an issue for them to open it, and which sucks because I feel like Hoboken needs that shit.
Yeah, they need a. You think they're a little uptight?
You trying to get me to talk shit about Hoboken?
No.
Yeah, Hoboken super uptight.
Why?
Nah, I mean, yeah. A dispensary in Hoboken, would that not make Hoboken cooler? I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
Patronize me, bro.
I guess weed does make.
Oh, that's
place
right.
Cooler.
You don't smoke weed.
Yeah. Listen, man.
So you wouldn't know.
I don't smoke weed. I consume cannabis products once in a while.
So, like edibles?
No, I inject it in myself.
You eat pipes?
No. Nah, yes. Exactly.
Hey,
no.
Yo.
I mean, it does. It does. It does something. I feel like. I don't feel like it does a crazy amount, but it does attract a certain demographic.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. That can always raise issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for the economy.
I think so, too.
You know, it's open a dispensary in any city and you will have better parks.
Yeah. Why is that?
More money. They can afford better parks. You
That's
don't have
true.
To swing back and forth on a rigged ass swing, rusted ass chains. Next thing you know, your kid gets hurt and there's another lawsuit.
Oh, man. That's like the playgrounds we grew up with.
Right.
Yeah. Did you ever go on a playground where they had the merry-go-round?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Did you ever jump on it while swinging and
I didn't jump on while it was going around. I jumped off while it was going around viciously.
Yeah.
And I got hurt,
bro,
pretty badly.
We used to spin that shit like grab it and run and spin it as fast as we could, and it would go to the point where you couldn't even see a bar.
Yeah.
And bro, me and my friends used to wait and then catch it and swing on 82nd Street, right by Horace Mann.
You jump on, it slows down a little bit, and then you're
no, like, not even jump on, just grab a bar and swing. Oh, yo, yeah. our legs would be like that. People would let go and fucking go flying into the corners.
Some crazy ass kids.
Yeah, man, we were wild.
We used to spin it, like, spin the merry-go-round with, like, multiple kids on it, and spin. Someone was just spinning it as fast as they can.
Yeah.
And, like, you just have to hold on for dear life. So yeah, we're all just there, like, hunched up, holding onto a bar, just letting the merry-go-round go fast as it can.
Yeah.
And then we would get up, and all of us would, like, stumble over because we were dizzy as fuck.
Yeah. Isn't it weird as kids, we just fucking want to get nauseous?
Yeah, we want to.
Like, now that I'm 30, if I get nauseous, I got to go home, bro. Okay.
Right. Now if I, like, drink too much, or if I eat something spoiled or whatever, not no, even no, like
forget about it, bro. Two beers and I'm hungover already.
Yeah, man. I'm at the age where a hangover lasts me like 2 days. It's
yeah,
brutal.
Yeah.
I'm getting up there, bro.
Yeah. What are you, 27?
Oh, thanks. How kind of you. But yeah, I am. No. Yeah, dude, after a night of drinking, my back hurts. My fucking joints hurt.
Well, stop hanging out in those places, man.
By those places, you mean at home?
Yeah.
That's where I get loaded, bro.
That's where you get, yeah.
That's where I get shit house.
I bet that's where you do get loaded, young man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. But did you hear about, what's this guy? What's his last name? McGreevy?
Well, who is that?
McGreevy. He's going to run for mayor. He was some sort of legislative guy, 2004. He had to resign for some sort of sexual conduct or something like that, and he had to come out and admit that he's gay. And for that, he resigned. But supposedly he's coming back to run for mayor for Jersey City.
And damn.
I just have one thing to say to that.
Oh, gosh.
He's going to get voted in with flying colors.
Well played, sir. Well
this
played.
This is HuDPost talk. Yeah, you know? Yeah, where are you going to get that?
That was good, bro. That was good.
I just thought of that on the fly.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
you witty
anyways,
little
I think that's
shit.
Pretty cool, man. He's going to win.
Good for him, man.
He's going to win right away. Yeah, it's Jersey City. And Jersey City's
I mean, I hope he does. I don't know too much about his policies and stuff like that, but to come out of the closet as a politician, that's huge,
yeah,
bro.
People are not going
to
care about what he thinks about
it. We live in a different time right now. Like,
yeah.
Times have changed.
It's the age of the selfie, man. Everybody's here just to fucking...
What do you mean?
It's lit. I don't know. Nobody cares about what's going on in life. Like, there's a saying that's pushed around a lot lately that's been happening. You will own nothing and be happy. That's what, well.
I mean, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't own shit, and I'm happy as a dog.
Yeah, well, you're the kind of people that are going to cause the downfall of civilization. I don't want to get into
that. Bro, I'm
not
that bad,
Pedro. This is not my podcast.
My goodness.
This is not Diablo Radio. Let's not talk about stuff that I get into. But let's talk about.
I think we should. I think you should not be afraid.
No. This is a certain audience here that they require Hudson HuDPost.
We're slowly reaching that audience.
Yeah.
Slowly, little by little.
No, but I think it's dope, man. He's gonna kill it. He's gonna crush it. I gotta look up a little bit of his policies, but I'm not sure what.
Yeah. I never heard of this guy. I mean, he sounds Irish with a last name like that, right?
McGreevy.
McGreevy. I heard if any last name ends with a Y, they're most likely Irish.
Oh, there you go, fellas. people. I say fellas.
Wow, you hear this guy, bro?
I say fellas in my podcast because it's all dudes. local news before HuDPost, man. What did you used to watch, dude?
Fucking Telemundo.
Oh man, you masked.
Univision, Channel 41.
Yo,
Telemundo was Channel 47, right? Yeah.
Yo, Telemundo. Telemundo was a network, right?
Yes.
Telemundo had Primer Impacto?
I'm not sure if Telemundo had it or Univision had it.
Yo, dude, Primer Impacto was a first world star, bro.
It was.
It was the first time I saw a dead body on a screen.
Yeah, man. They were showing bodies on national TV, dog. It was crazy.
I'd be eating dinner with my parents, and my parents is watching, like, mira esto.
Mira esta vaina.
And it's like five people on the floor dead.
Mira, lo mataron. Mira, lo mataron.
Mira, lo mataron. No lo pagó. No lo pagó. Y por eso. Mira, mira, Piri.
Tuve. That's going to happen to you. Yeah. Si tú sigues ahí,
yeah,
that's going to happen.
You keep not paying people back. Oh my God,
yo, those were the days. Sábado Gigante.
Oh my God, bro, Sábado Gigante. Sábado Gigante was freaking lit, dude.
Sábado Gigante was lit.
Yeah, Sábado Gigante was lit, man.
We could cut that out, right? We don't have to.
That's right. I remember that guy. There's one guy that I always made fun of. Don Francisco.
Who's that guy?
The guy with the comb over?
No.
Nah, you remember? He's like the host of the whole thing.
Of Sábado Gigante?
Yeah.
I thought the host of Sábado Gigante was Don Francisco.
Don Francisco, and there was another guy. A guy with a comb over. He had a swoop, and he was like, ah-ha! You don't know who I'm
Sorry,
talking about?
No, I don't.
What the hell?
I don't. No, I don't. Oh, I do man. Not. All We're right. going to have to look it up. We're going to have to look it up.
Sorry. Well, that went nowhere.
That was hilarious, though.
Yeah, everything was like, happy. All right, well, that went.
That's where I got my news, though. That's where I got my news. Right. If it wasn't there, it was definitely News 12.
Yeah.
Because they were mainly New Jersey. But honestly, what I like about HuddPost, shout out to HuddPost, FJ, you the man. They strictly cover Hudson County, so that's always cool. Cause like I didn't care what happens down the shore, I don't care what happens in, you know, South Jersey.
Mm-hmm. That's what pissed me off, bro. I used to get local news from Channel News 12.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Remember they would shout out towns like, "Hey Bayonne, you're watching News 12." Remember that?
Yes.
Well, they used to do that. They never shouted out North Bergen, bro. I remember that. Not once in my
fuck
life.
Them.
I
fuck
never
you, shouted
12. Out. It was and they would get these weird ass towns like, "Hey, watch out, Chihuahua, watch out, cha cha." You're watching Channel News 12. It's like they said a Native American spell on broad television. And I was like, "Where the fuck is this town?"
Yeah, that's never what North made Bergen. News 12 boring as hell. I mean,
"Hey, Chiquiwakata." Like, what?
Well, speaking of cities,
yeah.
I got a good segment here, and I call this segment Hudson County Trivia.
Oh. All right.
So I got some questions for you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to answer them. If you answer them correctly, you get a grand prize.
Oh, well, I can't wait to answer that. Sorry.
Question number one.
Well, yeah, try not to scream.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to bust the fucking.
Yeah. Well, you almost did.
I have a pretty loud voice.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. What basketball courts were labeled cheap courts?
Oh, 88th Street.
Wrong.
What?
You suck. not 88th Street.
61st.
Yes.
Oh, there you
All
go.
All right, you go. Right on.
It's not 88. The reason I said 88 because it had it like 4 feet, the fucking the baskets.
Oh, they had the little one. Yeah,
there was kids dunking on me, and I was like, "This is bullshit. This is not real.
Right.
This isn't illegal."
I was dunking.
Yeah.
And I was out of shape. Still am.
Yeah. 5'9" when everybody was 4'11".
Yeah, dude. Okay, here's an easy one. What park is called James J. Braddock Park? How did we call that park?
80th Street Park.
Bingo! Yeah. All right. Pedro, you're on fire. Okay, question number three. North Bergen High School spanned between what streets?
Between 73rd and 76th.
Wow.
Yeah, I lived on 73rd.
You guys see this guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at him.
Mad happy.
I love it.
Yeah, dude.
I'm born and raised, dude. That's disgusting.
Let's go. Okay. Here's a good one. I might stump you with this one.
Uh-huh.
How many New York City waterway stops are in New Jersey? rather the Hudson County area. The area close to New York.
I look like a fucking tour guide?
I know.
Waterway stops?
Yeah. You know the ferries? The ferries that go... You don't know the ferries that go to New York?
Waterway stops. Like on River Road?
There's some on River Road. There's...
Oh, I have no idea. That's a crazy question. Yo, why is your nose sweaty?
Is it?
Yeah.
I had this condition.
My nose gets wet.
My upper lip gets wet.
Oh, okay.
It's all the testosterone.
Oh, okay. So
that's why I'm hairy as fuck.
Uh-huh.
But the answer is 7.
7? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
I know, clearly.
That's okay. Is that the final question?
Should it be?
No.
Okay, cool.
All right.
What... Stop looking, dog.
Okay.
What city smells like a dump whenever you walk past it or just drive past it?
Secaucus.
Ha, 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 ha. The man knows his shit.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Final question. Can you name all the cities in Hudson County?
All the cities in Hudson County?
Yeah.
Cross them off as soon as you guess. North Bergen.
Uh-huh.
Jersey City.
Uh-huh.
Gunnberg.
Uh-huh.
Union City.
Uh-huh.
Bayonne.
Uh-huh.
Nah, not Fairview.
Mm-mm.
West New York.
Mm-hmm. You can ask for clues.
Weehawken.
Uh-huh.
Fuck. Not Seacockers, no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Seacockers? Mm-hmm. How many I got left? That's one clue I want to know.
You have 3 left.
God damn.
I don't think you'll get them, but if you do, that'd be pretty awesome.
Pagoda?
Pagoda?
No. Pagoda.
That's the capital of Colombia. No, I'm kidding. There's a Pagoda here.
No.
Frank got one.
Carney? Carney's Hudson County? Get the fuck out of here. Is.
Yep.
Get the hell out of here. Ah, oh, that's crazy. That blows my mind.
Well, and that's why I don't think you're going to get the last two, because you would not think that they're in Hudson County.
What are they?
All right, so you give up. You officially give up?
Yeah.
One of them is East Newark.
And Harrison.
And Harrison? Frank, I should have asked you these questions,
what
bro.
The hell? Dude, Carney and Harrison East and East Newark, I would have never got, man.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, you didn't get Harrison either, but, you know, it's all right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. That's South Hudson County. Well, you got the majority of the questions right, so you get a grand prize.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a handshake and a photo op. And a slice of pizza from Frank's.
Pizza. All right, I'll take it. Hell yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
Beautiful. Not bad. Impressive.
All right. Here's my segment. Just shut the fuck up. Don't ever put a segment in without telling me we're going to do a segment again.
That's the beauty of it, man. Gave you a little curveball right there.
Oh, man. That's fucking hilarious. Dude, what do you think about that lady that went crazy about the Brian Stack flyers?
Yeah, I saw the video that was on HuffPost. I mean, she has a good point.
Union City, can we please send out something to the mayor and let him know that we do not need all this stuffed in our goddamn mailbox? Like, this literally all came from him. All this is from Brian Stack in my mailbox. All of it. Nothing else in here that's mail. But Brian Stack's shit. You're wasting paper. All that you're using for the papers to send out, please vote for me. Your people are already fucking doing it.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, dude. I know. You know, when I get mad, there's nothing more that calms me down than turning on the camera and pressing record and then yelling at it.
Just venting.
And venting and putting.
Yeah, so I totally side with her on that.
No, but I get it, dude. That's crazy.
I mean, listen, all the doñas in Hudson County are already telling us to vote for you, Brian Stack. There's no need to send out all these papers.
Yeah, I mean, what is he going for?
Probably mayor once again.
Oh, he was mayor before?
Mm-hmm.
What is he going to do as a mayor this time?
Hopefully open dispensaries.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's a big part of it.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Oh.
I should be.
Hell yeah, 100%.
I mean, it definitely, at some point, it's going to influence some votes. If it's in their hands to open dispensaries, it's definitely going to sway some votes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, dispensaries in Union City are going to make a killing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially, I mean, am I wrong, dude?
For the Uptown Zoo.
That's right. You know? Especially for 3-9 and all of them.
Oh, man. We're getting heavy with it, man. But yeah, you got anything else to talk about? Any topics?
Nothing at all.
Yeah, man. I think it's about that time.
I think so too. Thanks again for joining us, man. Episode 4.
Cuatro.
I'll let ya, boy.
Yo, you guys are more than welcome. Yo, like, subscribe, comment. Mm-hmm. Yo, say what you like about the episode. Say what you don't like about the episode. Be completely transparent.
We take criticism constructively.
Yeah, exactly. We would love to know what you guys want us to talk about. What you want us to cover.
Yeah.
We'd love to do that.
And start doing some surveys and stuff like that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Get the audience involved.
Yeah, we want you guys to be a part of the show. This is not just us talking to you guys.
Because we love y'all.
We love you guys. This has been HuffPost Talk, signing out. Peace.